There's all sorts of bad advice out there about how to deal with bullies. Ignore them, stand up to them, tell a teacher, tell a parent, tell your dentist while he's jamming your teeth back into your face. The real way to deal with a bully is to stick a raw chicken in their locker. I had my showdown with Yasmani Robles just 3 days after I had started my new life at Culeco Academy of the Arts, a magnet school in the middle of Miami. To get in, you had to have good grades, pass an interview, and either submit a portfolio for painting or writing, or audition for theater or music. You'd think all the effort someone has to go through to get into Culeco would have kept out bullies, but I guess not. I guess there are just too many of them in the world. If your school only allowed in kids who'd never pick on anyone, you'd have an empty school. Whatever. It's not like I hadn't learned how to handle bullies back in Connecticut. On Wednesday, between 4th and 5th periods, I went to the lockers along with 500,000 other kids. I stowed my history book and grabbed a math so I could do my homework during lunch, then opened my bag of magic tricks and put on my gotcha stamp ring. We would be doing introductions in my 8th period theater class, and I thought I could use it to demonstrate some sleight of hand. Magic is kind of my thing. I had a minute before I needed to go, so I took out my diabetes bag and finished out my glucose meter. I thought I'd be all right until lunch, but I started to feel spacey and dreamy at the end of my last class. Blood sugar levels might be falling. Best to check now. As I rummaged, I noticed the tall kid next to me struggling to get his locker open. He was as Cuban as they come. Brown, built like a track and field champ, with a haircut so short you could see the bumpy skin of his scalp beneath what was left of his tiny curls. He'd wrestled with his combination lock yesterday too, and never figured it out. So he'd had to carry a full backpack of books to his next class. I'd had trouble with my lock on the first day, until I'd figured out you have to squeeze it as you turn the dial. And I'm a nice guy, so I said to him, "Hey man, my lock sucks too. The trick is to squeeze the top while..." That's all I got out before he punched his locker. The whole hallway grew a little quieter. Yasmani, I learned his name later, but why keep you in suspense, slowly turned to look at me. He scanned me up and down, doing some tough guy calculations to figure out if he could take me. Apparently, he thought he could, because he stepped up to me fast, ferocious, chest out, arms wide. He'd been in a lot of fights, judging from his flat-as-a-shamrock nose. "Just come back from safari, white boy?" he asked. "I mean, if you even are a boy." Let's take a second to break down this insult. The safari crack was because I had on canvas cargo pants and a cargo vest, each with 4 pockets brimming with gadgets and tricks of the trade. Pretty much all the clothes I own have tons of pockets. I'm ready to perform at any time. You never know when the world is going to need a little magic. The white boy crack was because, I guess, to him I looked white. Back when I lived in Connecticut, kids were telling me to go back to Brown Town all the time, but I was in Miami now. New place, new rules about skin color. And the, "if you are a boy," I kept my hair pretty long. It gave me a place to hide stuff in the middle of a trick. And to this caveman's mind, calling someone a girl was an insult. Whatever. I tried the My Little Pony approach to handling bullies. "Sorry, just trying to help." And I started to walk away. He body blocked me. "You wanted to help me? Why would a sandwich like you think I need your help?" Now I looked him in the eye. "Your locker's still locked, isn't it?" I probably shouldn't have said anything, but he called me a sandwich. Some insults you can't let slide. In response, he did what bullies do. He slapped my diabetes bag out of my hands. It hit the ground with a glassy crunch. My stomach crunched right along with it. That pack contained my insulin, my syringes, my blood glucose meter, my Sharps disposal container for used needles, my Band-Aids, and a fun-sized bag of Skittles. If you broke something important in that pack, I could be in real trouble. I knelt down to pick it up, my hands shaking as they reached for the bag. I tried to relax. I closed my eyes, breathed slowly, and remembered what Poppy had said to me after Mommy died. Fear is your body trying to tell your brain what to do, but the brain is the king of the body. It calls the shots. I opened my eyes slowly, the way the good guys in movies do when they've just figured out how to beat the villain. I noticed that the bright young scholars of Culeco Academy of the Arts had formed a ring around Yasmani and me. This crowd didn't seem as bloodthirsty as the ones at my last school had been. In Connecticut, kids hooted like in Planet of the Apes whenever a fight was about to start, jumping up and down and beating on each other in anticipation of someone getting wedgied back to the Stone Age.